Good morning.
Good morning, my brother.
It's 1937, May 27th, Feast of Corpus Christi, the Body of Christ. During prayer, I heard these words: "My daughter, let your hearts be filled with joy. I, the Lord, am with you. Fear nothing. You are in my heart." At that moment, I knew the great majesty of God and understood that nothing could be compared with one single perception of God. Outward greatness dwindled like the speck of dust before one act of deeper knowledge of God. "The Lord has poured such a depth of peace into my soul that nothing will disturb it anymore. Despite everything that goes on around me, I am not deprived of my peace for a moment. Even with the world, with the whole world were crumbling, it would not disturb the depth of the silence which is within me and in which God rests. All events, all the various things which happen are under his foot. This deeper knowledge of God gives me full liberty and spiritual freedom, and nothing can disturb my close union with him, not even the angelic powers. I feel that I'm great when I'm united to God. What happiness is to have the consciousness of God in one's heart and to live in close intimacy with him. When the procession from Barak came to our house, carrying him who was to be reposed in our chapel, I heard a voice coming from the host. Here is my repose." During benediction, Jesus gave me to know that soon a solemn moment would take place on this very spot. "I'm pleased," Jesus says, "I'm pleased to rest in your heart, and nothing will stop me from granting you graces." This greatness of God floods my soul, and I drown in him. I lose myself in him. I'm melting away in him. May 30th, 1937. "I'm dying of yearning for God today. This longing fills all my soul. How very much I feel that I am in exile. Oh Jesus, when will the longed for moment come?" May 31st. "My tormented soul finds aid nowhere but in you, O living host. I place all my trust in a merciful heart. I'm waiting patiently for your word, Lord. Oh, what pain it causes my heart when I see a nun who has not the religious spirit. How can one be pleasing to God when one is inflated with pride and self-love under the presence of striving for God's glory, while in fact one is seeking one's own glory? When I see such a thing, it gives me very great pain. How can such a soul be united closely with God? Union with the Lord is out of the question here." So it happens, especially for the clergy. Many times they do sacred things, holy things, but it happens. We forgot to give glory to the Lord and give the glory to ourselves. Praise by people, there's another glory. Maybe at times, unconsciously, we seek the praise from the people. June 1st, 1937. Today, the Corpus Christi procession took place. At the first altar, a flame issued from the host and pierced my heart, and heard a voice: "Here is my resting place." My heart was inflamed and I felt that I was then transformed completely into him. So her heart is always attached to the Holy Eucharist. Whenever she sees this Eucharist, her heart is very burning. In the evening, he gave me to understand how fleeting all earthly things are, and how everything that appears great disappear like smoke, and does not give the soul freedom, but weariness. Happy the soul that understands these things, and before the one foot touches the earth. My response is to be united with you. Everything else tires me. Oh, how much I feel I'm in exile. I see that no one understands my interior life. You alone understand me, you who are hidden in my heart and yet are eternally alive. June 4th. Today is the feast of the most sacred heart of Jesus. So June 4th is the feast of sacred heart of Jesus that year. You remember our Tiananmen? June 4th. Sacred heart. Having peace in the heart of Jesus. During Holy Mass, I was given the knowledge of the heart of Jesus and of the nature of the fire of love with which he burns us, he burns for us, and of how he is an ocean of mercy. Then I heard a voice, "Apostle of my mercy, proclaim to the whole world my unfathomable mercy. Do not be discouraged by the difficulties you encounter in proclaiming my mercy." You can imagine, even today, after 70 years, still so hard to promote the divine mercy. So much so, she's the first person. Even today, many bishops, clergy, they don't accept very much. Maybe they find too much. Already we have Sacred Heart of Jesus from Margaret de la Coque. I think maybe they say enough is enough. My additional. And also the picture, if these two rays, maybe for them, they could be thinking it's superstitious also. Why you have to this ray? The picture. I don't know. It could be the understanding. Then I heard a voice, "Apostle of my mercy, proclaim to the whole world my unfathomable mercy. Don't be discouraged by the difficulties you encounter in proclaiming my mercy. These difficulties affect you so painfully are needed for your sanctification and as evidence that this world is mine, so ever is not for your glory. You suffer together with Jesus. You offer it. That's the greatness of it. But because you feel, I'm the pioneer, I'm the one who put up the divine mercy. No. You suffer? That's correct. That's the way. My daughter, be diligent in writing down every sentence I tell you concerning my mercy. Because this is meant for a great number of souls who will profit from it." So she suffered, but many will profit from it. I think you will profit a little bit, quite a lot, from divine mercy. Do you have a heart for Jesus? You change your heart already? Changing? Good. That's important. During adoration, the Lord gave me a deeper knowledge of matters connected with this work. Today, I ask the Lord's pardon for all the offenses committed in the commons from which his divine heart suffers. Jesus suffered in the common, in the place where the sister living. Not you. You accept exemption. But it happened. June 6th, first Sunday of the month. Today I made my monthly retreat. I light from the morning meditation. Whatever you do with me, Jesus, I will always love you. For I am yours. Little matter whether you leave me here or put me somewhere else, I'm always yours. It is with love that I abandon myself to your most wise decrees. O Lord, O God, and your will, O Lord, is my daily nourishment. You, who know the beatings of my heart, know that it beats for you alone. My Jesus, nothing can quench my longing for you. I'm dying for you. Jesus, when will you take me into your dwelling place? Now, Jesus says, let the greatest sinners place their trust in my mercy. They have the right before others to trust in the abyss of my mercy, the sinners. God first. No, first come, first serve. First sinners, first serve. So your greatest sin, you go to the front. My daughter, write down my mercy towards tormented souls. Souls that make an appeal to my mercy delights me. So, therefore, stop to seek help. Jesus is happy when you ask. Because Jesus complained, why do people don't ask anything? He asked Sosina also, why don't you ask anything? Even the time of Jesus, also the disciple says, you people never ask things. They say, I'm enough, no. To such souls, I grant even more graces than they ask. If you're great sinners, Jesus gives you more. I cannot punish even the greatest sinners if he makes an appeal to my compassion. But on the contrary, I justify him in my unaffordable and inscrutable mercy. Right. Before I come as a just judge, I first open wide the door of my mercy. He who refuses to pass through the door of my mercy must pass through the door of my justice. On earth, it's time of mercy. Next life, time of righteousness. So you cannot change anything after you die. Before you die, you can change. Then, after you breathe the last breath, this is the judge. It's just time of judgment. Don't wait that moment. Because death is coming around you, surrounding you. Because your mind is weak, the time. Pride can occupy you, your mind. But in time you might say you don't need God. Just is the time of the first sin. Why don't you take that food? Cannot. Why not? You're stupid. God doesn't want you to be like him. Then he asks you, oh yeah, this God. Doubt. It's not nothing me. He doesn't want me to share his life. This is the devil. This is temptation. That's why it cuts out from paradise. A human soul become fade in God's love. When once I felt hurt because of a certain thing and complained to the Lord, Jesus answered, my daughter, why do you attach such importance to the teaching and the talk of people? Because the people is criticizing her. Maybe some people say some bad words to her and she felt bad. Why you think this so important? The words of the others. I myself want to teach you. That is why I arrange things so that you cannot attend those conferences. So Jesus is helping her that she cannot go to the conference because many things might be here. She hear many new theology, new thoughts, but not from the thoughts of Jesus. In a single moment, I will bring you to know more than others will acquire through many years of war, of toil. Now the last phrase, June 20th, we resemble God most when we forgive our neighbors. God is love, goodness and mercy. Now this is the word of Jesus. Every soul and especially so of every religious, should reflect my mercy. My heart overflows with compassion and mercy for all. The heart of my beloved must resemble mine. You must have the heart of Jesus, me too. Otherwise, we are not following our vocation. I think you too. You too. You should have the heart of Jesus. Eh? Don't think that, oh, I'm not a priest. I am not a religious sister. No. From her heart must spring the fountain of my mercy for souls. Otherwise, I will not acknowledge her as mine. That's the last judgment. If we don't live like Jesus, we especially, if we don't see with the heart of Jesus for people, this is our judgment. Very difficult, eh? To see Jesus in each person. With the heart of Jesus, many times say, oh, no problem. I'm hurt. Self. Right. Jesus is serious, eh? Asking us. So let us be serious. Not to let it be and see how things were. No. Make up your mind. Like Sister Faustina, you might be the only one among your groups. Don't feel alone. Jesus is telling you, I'm with you. Don't be afraid. Go ahead. Change your heart. Be apostle of divine mercy. Okay, let's say the prayer.